Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Statistics show that Americans aren't getting enough sleep. In fact, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, 35% of U.S. adults fail to get the recommended 7 hours of sleep each night. So how can we get more and better sleep? How to adjust to daylight saving time? With us, the sleep doctor, Dr. Michael Bruce, America's go-to authority on sleep issues, a clinical psychologist with a thriving practice, including athletes and celebrities. He trains other sleep doctors, board-certified sleep expert, clinical advisory board for the Dr. Oz Show, as well as a regular guest, best-selling author, including the Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan, WebMD sleep expert. To help us get that elusive good night's sleep, the sleep doctor, Dr. Michael Bruce, back with us on This Week in America. Hi, Dr. Bruce. Welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Rick. I enjoy the show.
Thank you. You know, we all try to figure out the best way to adjust to and deal with daylight saving time, how to make up that hour of sleep. You've got an interesting way, an adjustment period. You actually start about a week prior.
I do. So what I do is I have people going to bed about 15 to 20 minutes earlier, about 4 to 5 days ahead of time. And then at the 3-day mark, I have them going to bed, 30 to 40 minutes earlier. And by the time it shows up, they're usually pretty well adjusted. The only problem, though, is when you ask people to go to bed earlier, sometimes they have a difficulty either falling asleep or staying asleep. And that's when I've used this new pillow spray by This Works that's been actually very helpful.
Well, let's talk about that, because I know that you've talked about the benefits of using This Works Deep Sleep and Sleep Plus pillow sprays. How exactly does that work, and how does it help us get a better night's sleep?
Sure. So these are clinically proven formulations using all natural ingredients. And what's really cool about it is there's two different versions. So there's the Deep Sleep pillow spray, which you just spray on your pillow and, put your head down on your pillow and go to sleep. But there's also the Sleep Plus pillow spray. And what I like about this one is it's actually micro-encapsulated, so that when it's sitting there on your pillowcase and you move or roll over, it can actually uncapsulate, and then you get the scent even longer. So it actually lasts throughout the evening.
It's sort of at the space age, what gradual release motion technology. It really works with us during the course of the overnight.
It's amazing. I was really impressed with the data and all the clinical-driven evidence that this company has.
You mentioned the study. This is interesting. I had a chance to briefly take a look at the clinical study. This is amazing what 100% of the people testing it said they'd recommend this to a friend.
Yeah, and that was a really amazing statistic. Also, a lot of people said that they would prefer this over a prescription sleep aid. And, that makes sense to me. I mean, I believe that more natural sleep is going to be better. And a lot of times, unfortunately, with the prescription sleep aids out there, there can be some issues.
And for more information on sleep, SleepWorks Deep Sleep Plus pillow sprays, you go to thisworks.com. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get there as well. We're all trying to figure out how to get not only more sleep, but better sleep. And you've got some tips posted on your website. And you say the most important tip of all is understanding your routine and developing a sleep schedule. Sounds simple enough, but it really isn't in practice, is it?
Well, it's tough. I mean, one of the biggest issues that people have is they like to sleep in on the weekends, and that's really not what you want to do. Even by sleeping in by as little as a half an hour can throw off your entire circadian rhythm, and that can be a real problem when you're trying to fall asleep and stay asleep.
And you talk about a sleep calculator, and this seems to make a whole lot of sense. We know when we need to get up. That's pretty much dictated for us. We have the discretion to determine when we're going to sleep. And talk about how the sleep calculator works, because it really tells us how much sleep we need and how we go about getting it.
Yeah, so it turns out that the average sleep cycle is approximately 90 minutes long, and the average person has 5 of those cycles. So 5 times 90 is 450 minutes, and if we look at that in a per hour, it turns out that that's roughly 7.5 hours. So first of all, 8 hours is a myth, right? We now know that people really need to get somewhere between 7 and 9 hours, not exactly 8 hours. But what we can do is we take our socially determined wake-up time, and then we count backwards by 7.5 hours, and that becomes our bedtime. So as an example, I wake up, generally speaking, around 6:30 in the morning. So when I count backwards 7.5 hours, that makes my bedtime 11 o'clock at night. So knowing when to have a bedtime is really half the battle, because I can set a little alarm on my phone or on my watch or something along those lines. to help remind me that it's time to get in there and get some sleep.
Interesting you mentioned using the phone, using a tablet of some kind to help you get up. Something that's fairly recent is talking about reducing the effect of the blue light. And we seem to, that's something probably 10 years ago, even maybe 5 years ago, wasn't that big a problem. Talk about the blue light and the impact that has on our sleep.
So there's data now to suggest that we actually have specific cells in our eyes called melanopsin cells. And these are directly affected by the frequency of light that falls into the blue spectrum, about 460 to 480 nanometers. And what we know is that, in fact, that when we get that blue light exposure, it turns off the melatonin faucet in our brain. And most light that comes from a device actually has blue light in it. Unfortunately, there was a study that came out about 3 weeks ago that looked at the software fix. There's a couple of different ones depending upon what your device is. It's a night phone, night shift, something like that. Unfortunately, these showed no effectiveness whatsoever, and melatonin was still being suppressed even with that lowered brightness level.
Is it a problem when we have our phone that close to us? There may be the tendency, okay, I really can't sleep. It's 2:30. I'm expecting an email from the West Coast, and you sort of sneak over and take a look at it. Does that disrupt our sleep to the point where it's difficult to get back to sleep?
It can, and for many people, that's one of the most potent forms of insomnia, is not necessarily having a hard time falling asleep, but actually having a hard time staying asleep. And so people need to look for different strategies that can help them stay asleep. Obviously, if you've got a level of anxiety or stress that's kind of driving you, you know, you've got to get up early for a flight or something like that, it can certainly have an effect. That's probably where the Sleep Plus pillow spray can actually make a big dent.
Well, yeah, and let's go back and talk about that, because this is interesting. It really improves the quality of sleep. One thing that was very impressive coming out of the clinical study was the daytime wakefulness. And talk about that. It's really not something you think about, but if you start the day and you're 2 hours into the workday and you're ready for a nap, chances are you didn't get a good sleep, right?
Exactly. Most people shouldn't need to nap during the day. And, you know, when we look at sleep, there's really two different factors. There's quantity, but there's also quality of sleep. And so, you know, some people, they might not need as much sleep because they have a higher quality of sleep that they're just naturally getting, or they're putting themselves in an environment that allows for a better quality sleep, whereas some people may need a little bit more, depending upon what's going on.
You know, it's interesting, and you touched on this before, and I want to go back to this. So many people feel, I've got to take something, either over-the-counter or prescription, to help me sleep. When
right.
we're talking about the Sleep Plus pillow sprays, is that a viable alternative to medication?
Well, here's what I would tell people, is you never want to stop taking a medication that your doctor has prescribed. However, if you're becoming uncomfortable being on a sleep aid for an extended period of time, this could be a good adjunct as something that you add to it, but you never, ever, ever want to just take yourself off of a medication unless you've spoken with your prescribing physician.
Dr. Michael Bruce, the Sleep Doctor, our guest on This Week in America. His website is thesleepdoctor.com. And what we're talking about, you can find information on the Deep Sleep Plus pillow sprays at thisworks.com. Let's go back to that routine and developing a sleep schedule and some of the criteria that goes into that. Exercise is one thing. How close do we want to put in the exercising to our bedtime?
Yeah, it's a great question, because it turns out that about half the people, when they exercise at night, it gets them revved up, and half the people, it makes them sleepy. So if you know that exercise has a tendency to rev you up, then you probably want to have finished your workout a good 4 hours before lights out. Generally speaking, that works. But you are absolutely correct. Exercise is the number one way that people can improve the quality of their sleep.
How about work? Sometimes if I'm going to bed at 11 o'clock, at 10:50, I'm wrapping up something on the computer or working on a paper for the next day, or even socializing. Should we have a little downtime before we actually hit the bed?
We should. You know, what I tell people all the time is sleep is not an on-off switch. It's more like slowly pulling your foot off the gas and slowly putting your foot on the brake. There's a process that needs to occur, and it should take you about 15 to 20 minutes to actually fall asleep in a healthy way.
How about caffeine and alcohol? I know, in fact, the interesting when I read alcohol is like the number one sleep aid in the world, and you're saying, no, that's not the answer.
Well, so here's the thing, is there's a really big difference between going to sleep and passing out.
Right? Yes.
And so when we look at alcohol, it actually, it makes you feel sleepy. It actually keeps you out of the deeper stages of sleep. the beauty sleep that we've actually been talking about here for our whole interview is lost when alcohol is on board. So what I tell people all the time is it takes the human body approximately 1 hour to digest one alcoholic beverage. So I'm not saying don't have beer or wine or a spirit with dinner, maybe even two, but give your body the opportunity to metabolize through that by giving yourself a good 3 hours after your last drink before lights out.
When should I stop the caffeine?
Caffeine, I tell people to stop around 2 p.m. The reasoning behind that is that caffeine has a half-life of between 6 and 8 hours, depending upon how quickly of a metabolizer you are. So if you stop at 2 and you're an 8-hour metabolizer, half of it is out of your system by 10, and that should allow you to get some rest.
We've been talking about sort of natural remedies. One is sunshine, and you're talking about the importance each day of getting some sunshine, specifically in the morning. Talk about doing that and the importance of doing that and how that makes your day a little bit better.
So what's interesting about sunlight is it's got blue light in it. And, you know, we were talking about blue light before.
Yes.
Well, sometimes blue light can be helpful in the mornings. And so what I tell people all the time is the first thing you should do when you wake up in the morning is grab a bottle of water and start drinking it. The second is walk over to the window and get some direct sunlight. We know that sunlight will turn off the melatonin faucet in your brain. So by getting hydrated and by getting sunlight, it's one of the best ways to kick off your morning and have a lot of energy.
You know, sleep really impacts all of our lives and impacts just about everything we do during the course of the day. You mentioned something before that's interesting, the relationship between sleep and healthy, beautiful skin. For many people, they probably wouldn't even think there was a correlation there, but there is, isn't there?
There really is. You know, we really start to see that people are sleep deprived based on the way they look. So dark circles under the eyes, more wrinkles or lines across the face, an ashen color across the skin. So skin health is really a direct reflection, if you will, of your sleep health.
On your website, you talk about this is such an exciting time for sleep research. Literally every month, something new is coming up. And I'll put in that category the Sleep Plus pillow spray, something that's sort of revolutionary that we've talked about in the program. How exciting is this? Because maybe what you learned a year or so ago or 5 years ago, suddenly it's changing, it's evolving in current time.
You know, here's what I would tell you, Rick, is a great example. This year, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was given to some circadian sleep researchers. So, you know, if that's not, you know, amazing, I don't know what is. I mean, we're really starting to see sleep research come into its prime. Lots of people are interested in it. I mean, for God's sake, the Nobel Prize, you know, is in sleep. So we're really seeing a lot of great stuff, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
You are such a busy guy. How do you fit the, like, what are you, 7 hours, I think you said, for your sleep is usually what you try to get?
Yeah, I get between 6.5 and 7, and I always have as an adult. That's kind of my number, if you will. It's going to vary, though, from time to time. If I'm not feeling so good or if I'm doing a lot of travel, of course, there's jet lag. So there's different amounts that I get depending, but generally speaking, I'm a 6.5 to 7 hour guy.
Dr. Michael Bruce with us on This Week in America, the Sleep Doctor. We're talking about, mentioned on the program, Deep Sleep Plus Pillow Sprays, information at thisworks.com. And you can find information on Dr. Bruce's website, thesleepdoctor.com. Links for both at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Doctor, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us on the show. Great to have you with us once again.
Oh, thank you, Rick. It was my pleasure to be here. Always happy to come back.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.